High stakes phone call. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Diplomatic talks today to avert a global crisis.
President Biden got on the phone with his Russian counterpart to clarify the consequences of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Biden told Vladimir Putin it would cause, quote, widespread human suffering. There's no indication the hour-long call lessened the threat of an invasion. U.S. intelligence says it could happen within days.
Fox's John Scott, President Biden warned of severe economic consequences if Russia invades Ukraine. New York Republican Representative John Katko on Fox News Live.
If Russia goes into the Ukraine, is Germany going to respond the same way we are when they're kind of tied to Russia for an energy dependency? I'm not sure. And then you look at Russia is having separate conversations with Macron from France and from Germany's chancellor and the U.S. president.
The Biden administration warned Americans in Ukraine to leave the country now. A tense standoff at a bridge connecting the U.S. and Canada is easing up. Police persuaded demonstrators opposed to COVID-19 vaccine mandates to move the trucks used to barricade the busy crossing.
We've seen thousands of people coming from all across Canada to show their support for the Freedom Convoy. They say this is much more than being about COVID vaccine mandates. This is about their freedom. They think that they played by the government's rules here in Canada, and now they want to have their lives back.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with Japanese and South Korean officials in Hawaii to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. So far, the Biden administration has shown no willingness to ease sanctions. The Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals are gearing up for Sunday's Super Bowl. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is the overwhelming favorite to hoist the MVP trophy. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A shooting outside a Los Angeles restaurant after a pop star's exclusive concert with a long VIP list.
The restaurant hosting a party following a Justin Bieber concert. Police say four people in total were shot and wounded, including rapper Kodak Black. The shooting followed a fight with an unknown suspect. Bieber's private concert was held in West Hollywood as part of a Super Bowl-themed weekend party dubbed Homecoming Weekend. Guests included Jeff Bezos, his girlfriend TV host Lauren Sanchez, Hamilton actor Anthony Ramos, and NFL Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A Pennsylvania father accused of torturing and starving his 12-year-old son will spend the rest of his life in prison. Scott Schollenberger Jr. pleaded guilty to the charges that led to the boy's death. Major League Baseball players and team owners met again today, but not for long.
Major League Baseball continues its lockout after both the league and the Players Association failed to reach an agreement today, the meeting not even lasting an hour. The news not good for baseball fans as spring training is scheduled to begin next week. Major League Baseball presenting the Players Association with a new economic proposal as the two continue to try and work out a new collective bargaining agreement. The Athletic reporting that the players walked away, quote, unimpressed by it. Amongst the proposals included increasing the minimum salary for players, the competitive balance tax threshold, and changes to how certain draft picks would be allotted. Now, even if the proposal is rejected by the Players Association, hopes are that it's at least a step in the right direction as time is running out to get the season started on time. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Protesters in Paris took part in a demonstration against coronavirus restrictions threatening to block city traffic. Police used tear gas to break up the group. There was a similar protest in the Netherlands and another one planned in Brussels on Monday. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.